You know, fuck you up. I'm gonna start to. I'm gonna come for you. Might as well sit there if you can't. In the- I didn't say anything bad. I'm talking about when you go in the grass. Everybody, you're looking at the grass. You see the holes.
Hole in the grass.
What's gonna come out? You never know. You never know.
What happened?
Hey. Can I just address something up front? Because I know we're going to end up talking about it. I'm so sick of this. I don't want it to be a subject later. So out of the way now. Yes, Mr. Bean would kill Benny Hill. End of discussion. It keeps getting brought up. He wouldn't even know he did it. It would be an honorable kill because it would be an accident. He'd bend over to brush his teeth or something. And he'd bump Benny Hill out the window onto sharp glass. Done. Okay, can we be done?
Yes.
Thank you.
We'll put it to bed. Now we're done.
Thank you.
But
like 8 weeks of this. I would just want to be done.
What if there were big-breasted women running around?
Ugh.
That changes everything.
It kind of does.
That Benny supercharges Benny Hill, and it inspires fear in the Bean Man.
That's true. That is like a spinach to Popeye.
Yeah.
He would see them, and he would just get all sex-crazed.
Yeah, Benny Hill gets 10 times stronger, and Bean is like slowed down, you know? Yep. Like you hit him with the ice ray.
He goes into Bean Time.
He has to think of even how to address it in Bean terms. So,
oh man, I thought I put this whole thing to bed. Now you got a point.
Well, Benny Hill is actually dead. So
Benny Hill's actually dead. Oh, really? Then he already lost.
Did we have cause of death? Because it could have been Bean.
Yeah,
have you looked into this?
Really, what is Benny Hill's cause of death? Can someone look it up?
Died during sex. What?
I'm sure he did.
Oh no.
He was
backfired.
Smothered to death by large breasts.
Oh man! Oh.
What a hill to die on.
Theme song.
Oh man. In the immortal words of Eric the Actor, what a way to go.
Eric the Actor's birthday just passed last month.
It did.
March 11th?
March 11th, yep.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
Sean said it was so important to him, I put it on the calendar.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, that's also my dad's birthday, so it's easy to remember.
Funny, you didn't mention that.
Well.
Oh, yeah, you said it's Eric Lynch's birthday.
Eric the actor's birthday. Oh, yeah, also my dad.
How old would he have been, I wonder?
I think it's 43.
Would have been 43.
Okay. Bye for now.
Rest in peace. How old was he when he died?
I think he was 38.
Okay, so
I'm still
not there yet. So far, Eric's still got some years on me.
Yeah.
And he got on the Stern Show, so he's a little more famous than me. I got some catching up to do.
But you've never tried to get on the Stern Show. You never tried to call in. I bet you could do it if you tried just to call in like as a caller.
You can get on there.
If you're weird enough, if you sound f***ed up enough, you got to have like a stutter or like you got to sound.
Did I ever tell you?
Is it cool to be on Howard Stern now?
I know.
I think so. If I was on the Stern Show, I'd be super amped. I tried calling into the show once, and we were in PAX. We were at PAX East in Boston, and I'm like, it's early. He's on the air now. I'm going to call. And I called, ready for it to ring 1,000 times, and I was instantly answered on. Stern Show, what's your question for him? And I was like, I panicked and I hung up. I didn't say anything. I wasn't prepared. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah. You got to someone in the back office. I had called a bunch and it always, just rang and rang and rang. But I was on the West Coast trying to call. So I'd have to be woken up like super early. It'd probably be towards the end of the show. I never got through.
Yeah.
But I think it would be significantly worse to be on the show now than in the heyday. I'd say in the arty days.
Yeah. I would still be amped to be on the show.
Oh, I'd appreciate it.
Just for a second,
it.
You know?
Yeah.
You know.
Just all you're going to do is be on a Zoom call with a microphone they send you through the mail.
I'm not even... Oh, that's...
That's how it works now. You don't even leave your... Howard ain't leaving his basement ever again.
No, why would you?
Yeah,
What is the oldest show that you still watch, that you still cling on to? For me, people may know this, I'm still watching professional wrestling.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Which has been going... hard, been watching it since the 80s. It's an archaic show. They haven't changed it much. I feel like maybe Howard Stern's the same thing. Yeah. Right? Yeah. He's got his show down pat. It's been the same thing for, God, 30 years.
Yeah.
More than that. I think he has changed drastically, though.
Yeah, he's changed a lot.
What a better, I guess. What's the format you've been following the longest?
That's a good question.
Does baseball not count? Because that's been like my whole life.
I guess. I mean, yeah, it's a show.
Yeah, then baseball.
Some people out there are probably saying this podcast.
Yeah, maybe.
For me, it's definitely Howard Stern show.
You know, baseball, I would say, is like a league organization. So it's like thousands of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, engaged in putting on multiple shows all over the country. It's not like a couple of guys in a room like, hey, we came up with this show, and 30 years later, people are still watching it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think there's one specific thing, but I guess the closest thing I can think of is something that was hugely formative to me at a young age was Tech TV, you know, where there used to be a cable channel in the early 2000s. And I was just watching this as a kid where they actually talked about computers and like, oh, here's how you build a computer. Here's what a 100 gigabyte hard drive looks like. You know, it was tech stuff on TV, and it really got me into learning how to use that stuff. And the hosts that are on, I mean, that isn't around anymore, but like Leo Laporte was like one of the main hosts.
Yeah.
And now he's got a podcast where he's essentially doing the same stuff, and I still listen to that. So that's the closest thing I can think of.
So Leo Laporte is your Howard Stern.
I guess so. Yeah, I think so. Howard Stern I always knew about, but I never really, it was an off and on thing. You know, I saw the E Show a couple times and then I tuned out of that. And then
I think for me, it is Howard Stern, but I took a long break, and it was, right after Eric the Actor died.
He
died, and I was too sad legitimately to listen anymore.
Yeah.
And I didn't start listening again until the pandemic started, and then I've now started listening again. But I guess but I think maybe the same for you, Derek. We're like, you haven't always watched wrestling like every week since you were a kid. You take like breaks, like long breaks.
Breaks.
Yeah.
Get in and out of things. You have seasons where you're in and when you're out. You know?
Yeah. There were 2 years where he was not on the air in San Diego. And that was my Stern break.
I didn't realize that.
Back in the terrestrial radio days.
Did he get banned or something? Or was just
he got dropped from his West Coast
Rock 105.3?
It was Rock
105.3.
It was
happened.
So there were like 2 years where he wasn't on. He went from 91X to Rock 105.3, and then he went down, and then it was like, 2 years of silence, basically. And then it came back to 91X or something here. Or no, it came back to another rock station here.
Yeah.
Then eventually went to Sirius Radio,
where
it thrived.
Yeah.
First 10 years of Sirius were just excellent.
That was awesome.
It's so funny, though, because I remember hearing about that move to Sirius, and it was like, that's the end of that show. How many people are honestly going to subscribe to this to hear? I mean, he's available on the most widely available format. Now,
are that many
people really going to make the jump? Yeah, they did.
I said 10
like, here's
years
a billion
too.
Subscribers. Oh, okay.
I think Howard Stern should start an OnlyFans at this point. I would love to see him naked.
Nice. Yeah, I bet you'd love that.
Check out his wife's Instagram. You can see his feet.
What? What? Shut the fuck up. If you go to Howard Stern's wife's Instagram, I can see
that's the closest
the
thing.
Stern's.
Are the closest things you'll get to any inside. He is so particular and like picky about any media coming out that
doesn't
approve.
Oh, he's insecure. You don't say.
Oh, he won't even let doctored or unapproved photos out of their studio when
Beyonce
guests would come
level.
On. Yeah,
damn.
You got to have the certain angle. They would make Ganji get up on a ladder,
that's
take it
what
from
I'm
below,
saying, dude. If he did an OnlyFans and started doing that Asiago pose.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We all call it that.
What
it's
is
like,
that?
What is it actually?
It's like this, Sean.
In my mind, that's face. It.
Sean, imagine you go to Papa John's and they're like, we're going to sprinkle some extra cheese right on you. You eat the pizza
and you're like, oh, yum.
And they're like, cool it off with some Asiago cheese. You're like,
Yeah, imagine someone's shooting cheese on you, Sean.
And that's how it was explained to me. Okay, maybe I'm wrong, but that's my understanding.
All I know is when Dr. Ryan did his Asiago face, I had to block him. So I don't know if he's tried to communicate to me. He's blocked.
Should we screen cap Doc Ryan and put that face on a shirt? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know, guys. No. Kevin will quit, but let us know.
Kevin's going to quit.
Kevin might quit.
Kevin has put his resignation letter. Wow, you had that ready.
Think real.
His resignation letter is out on the table.
You know, how badly do you want this shirt? It's a lot at risk here.
Wow. We're going to get a lot of letters from moms. Like, we've got a few in the past where they're like, you sent my son this shit. He definitely did not order this disgusting shirt. It's like, it just says my youth pastor would love it. Well, but you'll definitely get some angry mom letters.
We got some emails back in the day when we released that one disc art where it said pornography on it.
Yeah, that's right.
I got several people
Who may not know, if you order our, it's in stock right now, actually, in our store, but we have a Blu-ray Mega 64 Time is Running Out, and it was a compilation of our skits from like... I don't know. It was like 2013, 2015 or something. Yeah. I don't remember what the years were, but we made the disc art. There's a video we did called, what was it? Oh, a Rift Between Sexes.
Yes.
Where the Oculus Rift was coming out and people were saying goodbye to their girlfriend.
Goodbye girlfriends.
They were putting porn on the VR, in their VR headset, whatever. But Derek has all these CDRs with pornography. What were the other ones? Oh.
Skydiving video.
I don't remember, but just Sharpie written porno on it was just cracking us up. But we made the disc art of our Blu-ray look like CDRs with porno written on them.
And Sharpie.
Yeah, we got a lot of hate mail on that. That was
but who writes porno on a porno DVD?
Porno is one thing, stupid. But to write pornography is so... stupid.
Moms, the dumbest moms give your children more credit, okay? Yeah. They're not just gonna put it on the CDR.
Did you ever have to hide like a porno tape or a DVD? Because I would just put skateboarding or snowboarding stickers on it, and then it would just look like, oh, this is like a skateboarding video.
Yeah, foolproof.
I had all my big brothers lined up.
I never had to do that, but I did. There was some kind of risque shit in the O-Ranger versus Kaku Ranger movie that I had a bootleg of. So I just labeled that tape like,
Wedding, 95.
So you would jerk off to O-Ranger versus Kaku Ranger?
No, I just didn't want my parents popping it in and going, what is this? Nah, this is weird, you know.
But you shouldn't be watching this.
There's girls in bikinis in it. That's it. It was
girls in bikinis.
Yeah, you don't want, you know.
I was
didn't need him to watch that.
He set me up for a joke. Okay.
Make my monster grow. Girls in bikinis. I don't get it.
That'd
for
be
real?
Cool. Wait, so how did Rita Repulsa make the monsters grow? And could scepter. The scepter?
Yeah. She'd throw it down to Earth and it would open up a rift in the Earth and the
that's
gas.
Phallic. Okay,
so could in a pornographic Power Rangers, could the scepter be thrown at some erogenous body parts?
She could just use a different kind of scepter.
Ooh. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like if Rita just...
Zed scepter.
If Rita just flung that thing at me and I'm spread eagle and it hits me right where I need it. Yeah. Next thing I know is this thing like... You got to get in the Megazord to...
To fight that.
Handle it.
To fight or F me in another way. You know what I mean? Welcome
something
to the show, everybody.
Welcome.
I think my coffee is kicking in.
We've got time for a couple more topics.
Yeah, not many though. Because this one's going to go on for hours.
Yeah, that could have gotten easily out of hand.
Angel Grove never going to be the same.
I'm happy to talk more Power Ranger stuff though. If you want to stay on that, that's up to
I'm
you.
I'm on the jump ship.
I love that you brought it up. That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Now it's your problem.
I want to talk about
all I'm going to say is I may want to talk Power Rangers legitimately
some
point soon. Not on this show, but I might talk Power Rangers with Rocco soon. Might just have a full-on Power Ranger talk.
Wow. Okay. Don't get his hopes up.
You know what?
Ready for that.
Seriously, to be real, I'm getting interested into toys. And I've been looking a lot at these old Power Rangers toys.
He's got them all.
So you want to take Rocco's toys?
We're talking toys and Power Rangers. There's only one man to talk to.
That's true.
Kevin,
friends with the, you know.
The guru.
This is like being best friends with Dale Earnhardt, being like, somebody teach me how to drive. Like,
right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Teach me how to wear a seatbelt.
Yep. An expert and gone too soon.
Not saying that, you know.
No, you never know.
Dale Earnhardt died doing what he loved. So what would your Power Ranger, best case scenario, what is your best Power Ranger related death way for you to go out?
You had to go out,
Oh, fucking down with the, let the Ultra Zord just blast me into oblivion.
You want a blast, like a hyper blast?
The strongest blast? Zord just rains fire on me and I just laugh like, you know, I have no complaints. Goodbye, you know?
What?
But the Zord isn't real. So they have to create the Zord just to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Ultra Zord? Yeah. Ultra Zord's real?
You mean like somebody in the costume?
I thought you were talking about like in that
like
universe.
A pyro blast.
Super I mean, in this IRL? Universe.
Oh, yeah. IRL?
IRL.
Yeah. We already talked about the best way to go.
Power Rangers related.
Oh.
No, Benny Hill.
Yeah.
Shit. I don't know.
He died doing what he loved.
Sounds pretty fucking lame to me.
Is it finally sinking in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Suddenly realized.
Wait a minute.
Wasn't there like a hot villain in like future series?
Yeah.
Like Serpentina?
Yeah, but that's...
Serpentera. That's, okay, Serpentera was Lord Zedd's own Zord. Okay, that was...
Oh, you don't want to get fucked by that thing.
Hold the
That thing will tear you a new hole.
I'm trying to initiate a Power Rangers conversation with Rocco, and he says it sounds fucking lame to me.
Yeah.
What universe are we
dying,
in?
I mean, being killed by something Ranger related. In, that's not a way I want to go.
No.
No, that's not.
All right. Like, I was like, I'm trying to talk Power Rangers.
No, I'm talking about a Ranger related death.
Rocco's best case scenario is he gets some like cool replica of some like the White Ranger's sword and falls on it and kills himself. That's like the coolest way you could possibly die in real life.
Like,
there's
maybe
cool way.
He buys the actual Zord on set, and but he gets trapped in the Zordon tank.
Oh, and it kills you.
I mean, that
you.
Sounds awful. Not, that's what I'm saying. Not, I don't know if I'm down with any
Your
of
this. Body is dead, I mean, but you become Zordon.
I guess it is. Yeah. I mean, any way to die is awful. Who wants to go?
Yeah.
The Zero
Nobody, but
you.
If you want to be remembered, you know, and associated with Power Rangers forever.
Astronema in Power Rangers in Space, if she, you know, like choked me or
stepped on you with her boot or something.
All right.
Well, look her up and like picture that that's
astronomer.
I go out that way.
Wish I had my phone on me.
No, it's okay.
Looking up astronomer here. Okay. I'll be looking up astronomer later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Save those pics.
Yeah. We'll do a group astronomer chat.
Okay.
Swap pics.
Okay. I'm down.
Welcome to the number one video game podcast on the internet.
We're still going. We're not done yet.
Speaking of the battle against death.
Mm. Uh-huh.
I do want to say this was an unexpectedly positive, happy, hopeful week, because something that I did not expect to happen, I found out over the last weekend that the qualifications for vaccines were changing here, at least here in San Diego.
That's right.
I think things are still maybe a little different in other parts of California. But at least here in San Diego, they were changing and getting a lot more broad. And I realized I could qualify for it.
Oh,
it didn't, you know, because when I initially heard previously on the Mega 64 podcast, I found out I wasn't fat enough.
Mm.
But they changed that where you really don't have to rank that high on the scale, if you know what I'm saying, to qualify at all. And so I discovered this and I was like, fine. I'm staying up all night until I get an appointment. I will not sleep until I have one. I just want to get this done. I did it. And then not only that, but almost everyone I know was able to get, I think everyone here either got the first shot or is scheduled to.
The whole company has at least got an appointment.
Yeah.
For vaccinations.
That is such a good, my whole family. I'm so happy.
My parents, my sister.
I didn't think it was going to go at that rate. I did not think it was going to happen. And I understand it's not that way, like,
in a lot of places. Yeah.
But shit kicked off.
I read this thing that's saying, like, California is number six in the world of vaccinating people. Like, we're beating so many countries.
Yeah.
Like, I think San Diego has done over, like, a million, and our population isn't much more than that. Like, it's going crazy here. So that's awesome.
All of a sudden it was like a hopeful thing happened. It was like, oh, this is awesome. We're like on our way to like a better situation
tomorrow.
But anyway,
on our way to sharing beverages again and making out.
I want to say Can't Johnny wait. And I, we talked about our stories on our coronavirus related podcast.
Yes.
Omega 60 quarantine.
Yes. That's right.
Did I say that right?
Yep.
Since I got my first shot, though, now I can wear this mask, but it doesn't matter. So I can wear it like everybody else. All the cool people wear it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. This is how you wear it.
Yeah. So
now that's
you
it.
Yeah. Up to people, you're like, "What's up, bud? How's it going?
Nice.
How's it going, bro?"
That's like work. That's the I'm working.
Shit, bro. Look. Shit. Oh, God, I hate these fucking things. You believe this shit, bro?
Nice.
What do they make us do here?
This is what
they're can... nice and perfect.
Perfect. Nailed it.
Anyways, buddy, really happy for you. We got that vaccine. Oh, God damn.
Damn. Everyone I work with does it that way, man. Can't just keep it on.
I feel like I've seen this twice a day for a year. But now I'm so happy that we'll be able to do it here in the studio. Yeah. We will be able to behave in that exact same way. I'm so excited to fuck with my mask.
I think I'm going to stay here. I like being on the green screen. I like when Kevin pants to me and I get to have this cool background.
He's grown too comfortable. No. He's grown too comfortable.
What? I like this. I feel great.
Legitimately, here's the problem. Okay. Mm. All right. Vaccines.
What do you say? Out.
What about us people who don't want to end quarantine? Okay. Some of us like being apart from everybody. Case in point, Sean over there. He doesn't want to stop social distancing. What are we going to do? I think you should be able to opt in to stop social distancing. And if you don't want to, that should be your choice.
I'm fine with that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
And if you don't want to go back to work.
Yeah. What does your employer say?
Should be your choice.
Oh.
Let me check with my employer. He's fine with it.
And masks should be mandatory.
Yep.
If that's your choice. You know what I mean?
I do. I really hope that, because when we were in Japan, I've said this 1,000 times, people were wearing masks because they didn't feel well.
Yeah.
And they're being respectful to others. Yeah. I want that to be the norm again, or just the norm here, where it's like, I have the sniffles. I'm just going to wear a mask when I go to Target or something like that. And no one judges you for it. Like, that's what I want.
I mean, I can't see it being adopted as big as it is there, but at least the stigma of wearing one at all has
I think before, if I wore a mask, they would tell me to stop.
Yeah.
They'd be like, take your mask off.
Yeah.
But I get anywhere but the bank. The bank, I get it. Anywhere else, it's fine.
What were you going
to
say?
I've been told to remove my hood from my hoodie before going into a store.
Yeah.
But I think that's gone, Sean. And I think that no one will fuck with you if you choose to wear a mask when you go into a store. Because what are you going to say? Like, hey, I'm sick.
But it's funny. The last time I was at Disneyland, when it was all closing down, when it was all ending, I was there and I brought a mask because it was unsure what was, whatever. So I brought gloves and a mask. I was like, I'm not taking any chances.
Besides the fact that I'm at Disneyland.
Other than actually going there to get the lightsaber.
I got
to
get my lightsaber.
Stupid. But, what?
It's raining on your face.
What?
It's getting wet.
That's all good.
Oh, there's moisture.
No, that's all good. It's pressed up against my forehead.
That's the air conditioning
system.
It's a climate, yeah.
But I lost my train of thought. I wore a mask and people were looking at me like I was an asshole.
Oh.
It was like, what's that?
Yeah, I remember.
What's up with this guy?
Derek. Derek and I both brought masks to Boston when we went to the PAX East.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was too embarrassed to wear mine around, so I didn't. But now that's over with.
Yeah, I wore mine and people kept making fun of me.
Yeah.
I was just making fun of them right back.
But now, I mean, it's literally so embedded in everyone's life. I think from this point forward, if you choose to wear a mask in a grocery store or wherever, I don't think anyone's going to hassle you.
When at first, I disagree.
You think some big old 10-gallon hat wearing motherfuckers be like, hey, son.
It's still an issue.
What's up with the fucking chin diaper?
It's still a weekly issue. People are being arrested because they are refusing to wear masks.
Yeah, but I can't imagine being arrested for wearing a mask.
No, I'm talking about the other thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I think people are so passionately anti-mask. Yeah, they would give you shit for wearing one.
And I would say.
After coronavirus was over.
Fuck off, Captain Frank.
Yeah, they might even try to pull it off your face.
Ooh,
don't you touch
dare.
My property?
If you touch Garrett, I've seen what happens when you try to touch Garrett without him wanting it, and he will not be kind.
I'll flip Captain Frank on his head.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that alpha brain just kicks in.
Yeah, dude, alpha brain.
Garrett with the quick hands.
Yeah, dude, you don't want that.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely will see that. Yeah, anti-mask people being pissed off in another year when someone walks into the bank or a liquor store with a mask on.
Yeah.
Why don't you take that off?
The mask for me is not super uncomfortable. It's not like the nicest thing to wear in the world.
So but used to it.
Yeah. It's like sometimes I legitimately forget I'm wearing it. So sometimes we'll do a video and people be a comment like, why the fuck are they wearing masks? Like getting angry. And I'm just like, I forgot I had it on. Sorry.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
why do you care so much?
There were comments like that on our end of Ava behind the scenes. They're like, they're all outside by the pool and they're still wearing masks. I didn't even think about it during that. And I don't, and I'll say on record, I don't like wearing them. I don't enjoy it and I'd rather not. But it's just like, yo, I don't know. My friends are around. I'm going to be polite. I put them on and I forget about it. You know, like, it's not a big deal.
It's not an issue.
But, you know, whatever. We always,
you know, that legitimately, it is kind of like a ninja face cover.
I like accessorizing.
The ninja mask stop being cool.
Yeah.
We now live in a society where we could legitimately look like ninjas.
Yeah.
This is like a little boy's dream come true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. This is what I wanted ever since I was a child. The people trying to take this away from me, I just don't understand.
That's kind of how I felt like the first time I went to Target during all this. I was like, I wore like a black hooded coat that I never wear, and I had the mask, and I was like, I'm like doing Watchmen shit.
You ever in that mood?
I'm Sister Midnight.
Hell where you just don't want to be fucking looked at and you wish you were invisible. You put your hood up, you put your glasses on, and you're walking around like this all day.
That's what it's like to be emo.
Yeah, now it's socially acceptable to add another layer of, you know, concealment.
Dude, I'm telling you, those cyber goths, they were into it way back then with the biohazard masks and the fucking respirators.
You know, I want it to be socially acceptable to wear a full blacked out body morph suit underneath your clothes casually.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't want to be seen today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think
until we get there, we have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
A Scanner Darkly type technology where you just put that morph suit on over and it projects an outward appearance. So you could just camouflage yourself.
Once we get those
different
AR
people.
Glasses, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When we're old, it's going to be great. I can't wait to be old.
Because people just think you're young. You just put on a young, a young filter. Like Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How young, you know, once you could be the same age forever, how young are you going to go?
Oh, shit.
That's the question.
Or do you even stay human?
20?
I'm going to do Benjamin Button shit.
Do you even stay human?
Yeah, I'm going other kin.
Yeah.
So you be, you know, 10 or 2 years old, but you're
in dolphin
dog.
Years. Yeah.
Or dolphin.
Yeah, dog years.
Yeah, that's going to be so rad. Anyways,
every year there's another article about how Apple's working on the glasses. They're coming next year. They are coming next year. And every year it happens again. No, they're working on AR glasses. Get ready next year. All right. 2026. Get ready for AR glasses. You will wear them and you'll know where pizza places are just looking at them.
Man,
does this place have pizza? It does.
It does.
You know, so
I don't
looking forward
that.
To that.
Where's the car? Wear the glasses.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day, and I feel like when it was like 2000s to 2010, that decade, what Apple was creating was really like the tip of the spear as far as like new technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I didn't really realize when it happened, and I can't pinpoint when it happened, but I don't feel like that's the case anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plateaued.
And I feel like for the last decade, the new technology we have been getting hasn't really been Apple devices or really any device. You know, once they came out with the tablet and the smartwatch, it's like they ran out of ideas.
Yeah.
But well, I was going to say, I feel like the technology for the past decade that has been developed extremely is kind of data delivery.
Yeah.
Streaming services and platforms. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Apple doesn't want people to realize that, you know, like we're not releasing like any more new tech.
Cause they're a hardware company.
I just feel like the tech industry and kind of like, you know, I think the best word for it is the tip of the spear of new technology has just shifted into a new field away from like those Apple devices.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking about the other day.
Yeah.
Cause I always think about decades in terms of like, you know, what did we get technology wise? How did we progress?
Yeah.
You know, like computers in the 80s, the internet in the 90s, and then like wireless devices from 2000 to 2010. But then this most recent decade was really like perfecting kind of that streaming platform.
Data delivery.
Yeah. Data delivery. Yeah.
But I think also too, the last decade, when all that was invented, there also wasn't the awareness of like privacy and shit that we have now. So that I think there are a lot of things being developed behind the scenes that are just like, oh, we have to consider all of that that we didn't, you know, because again, we've been hearing about glasses for I don't know how many years. And it's like, well, what are you going to do about like facial recognition? And what are you going
to
own?
We're going to do about like people like hacking into your glasses to see what you see.
Yeah. You know, there's all kinds of stuff. And then like, you know, they're working on a car, or, you know, all these companies are working on new types of cars. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. They'll be self-driving. But then there's issues with that. There's a lot of regulatory stuff that I think we're aware of now. That
what you're kind of saying is,
not saying that's the only thing, but
the technology has gotten so advanced, it's stunted what inventors are able to create, because everything could be used for nefarious purposes.
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe there is more awareness of that happening. Yeah, I mean, not saying that's the only thing behind what you're talking about, but
I never considered that. It's really interesting that like we could be making badass stuff,
yeah,
but we're not.
But people,
because it's too scary.
Everyone's been bad and they haven't earned it yet. You know,
well, even that deep fake stuff is scary.
Yeah.
Like it's obviously fake now until one day it's not.
Yeah.
And then what? Then what do we do?
Well, so whenever I see deep fake stuff, like, I don't know if you saw, I know the South Park people put out a short online. South Park Studios did a thing where they made a new character, but it's Trump's face.
Oh, I did not see that.
Have you seen that?
No.
It's called Sassy News or something, and it's a news reporter, and they just gave him Trump's face. But and it is, I mean, it's just some, it's Peter Serafinowicz.
Oh, really?
From Look Around You. Yeah. And he's just acting goofy. And it's, I mean, it looks like Trump is there. And it's funny because all these shows get, this is why I was bringing this up, is all these shows keep coming out where, oh, that look, they, you know, the Irish, you know, movie, the movie, The Irishman comes out and they used CG to de-age them. But then like right after the movie comes out, people online are like, look, I did deepfakes and it looks way better than the CG they did in that movie.
Yeah.
A lot of the de-aging that they do in these shows and movies, or like Grand Moff Tarkin in Rogue One.
Horrible.
It's, you know, but they're like, look, with deepfakes, we did it way better. How come Disney didn't do this? I have a theory that the studios don't want to let that tech in and acknowledge it, because it's going to do some bad shit. If Hollywood acknowledges that that's a thing, you know what I mean? I almost feel like it's like, no, don't acknowledge that. No, do our CG thing, as opposed to letting this kind of devious tech into their, I don't know how to,
maybe it's a boys club of animators too, that are going to be all out of work, because it's like the way that they animate de-aging is different than the way a program AI does it.
I guess I don't understand what the difference is between deepfake and CGI. Why they wouldn't want to let deepfake in.
Well, just saying, because CGI, it looks definitely like, okay, you've CGI'd on Robert De Niro. You've CGI'd Robert De Niro's face. You could tell there's an effect there. Whereas the deepfakes algorithm shit looks so real, and it's being already used to make videos of people saying stuff they didn't say, that it's like, okay, we don't want that to be like, you know, milked or, you know, for whatever. Like, you know, it's so easily done to people that maybe they don't want to like acknowledge that that's out there. I don't know.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
It might not, but it's just weird to me that they never use that. These big studio things come out and they use these kind of poor CGI versions of stuff instead of just letting you know, Corridor Digital do it for five minutes. They have Will Smith's face on somebody.
Right. I wonder if you'll see the kind of AI and machine learning that those beauty apps use, like the beauty filters.
Yeah.
I wonder if you'll see, or if they're already doing it. They're probably already doing it, where like the main character has some kind of beauty filter on her throughout the whole film.
I think they have done that.
They've done shit like
that. I remember it was, I think it was Whitney Cummings that talked about when she did her sitcom that like got canceled. But she said, she's like, I came into that show with like bags under my eyes and they did shit in post that changed my face.
Cause they're shooting in HD, but they're doing some.
Yeah. She's like, they did like post processing stuff on my, and like, I don't know what they were doing.
Is it?
I bet something like that exists.
I've heard this joke 1,000 times, but I haven't seen any of these movies to verify. Is it true that in Justice League, they took away his mustache? Is that, Oh, is that real life or is that, that is a joke?
Absolutely real, and you can tell.
That's he in the Josh Whedon one?
Why?
He had a different role. I think he was also in Mission Impossible.
Yes.
And that character had a mustache like mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he, from what I understand, because I read about this, even though I didn't see the movie, he finished Justice League, went to do Mission Impossible, but they called him back to do additional scenes. But he's like, well, I'm in Mission Impossible. Like, I can't shave this. Like, we'll take care of it. And they just CGI'd the lip to be flesh colored.
Yeah. It was actually a Paramount move. Paramount was like, yo, we've got him. He's not shaving. Because they were like, well, you could, you know, shave and then put a fake mustache. It's like, why are we making him look stupid in our movie?
Yeah, for
like,
you.
We've got him now. You had your chance. So they had to CG it. And I had never seen the original version of Justice League.
With that in it.
I thought it was like going to be like one funny scene.
Yeah.
It's the whole movie.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
So they had to reshoot his whole part in that movie?
I mean, anytime you see him, it's like, what's going on with this? It looks
I guess that's reshoots for you.
Just like it's a like a Tim and Eric sketch. It's just like, hi, I'm Superman.
What the fuck?
yeah, like a fake French fry.
I guess that's a segue. I told them earlier, but I did something for the podcast. It was only for, I didn't want to do this, but I did it for the podcast. I thought I could bring something to the table for once.
Finally.
I had never seen the Justice League movie, and I watched both the original theatrical version and the Snyder Cut.
Holy Jesus.
Nice. That's a lot.
6 hours of the same
movie. A lot of DC.
Yeah.
And it's the same movie, right? Same ending, same movie.
I'll go more into the Snyder Cut on Movie Club.
We're gonna talk about it on two podcasts.
Yeah,
well,
knows we're even doing it for Movie Club.
Oh my god.
To like touch on it.
Well, I saw it too, but I don't know if we can touch on it because these guys are gonna watch
you can
for Movie Club.
I mean, don't spoil it, but
I don't wanna. I mean, what's a spoiler?
I don't know.
I mean, did you like it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've heard that's a spoiler now.
What
it's a brave new era. I actually heard that in reality the other day, telling someone that you liked it or not.
Yeah.
If
I tell you I liked a movie, that's not a spoiler. But if I tell you I didn't like a movie, that is a spoiler because now you know it sucks.
Okay. I will talk about it. But Rocco, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no. Actually, to what you were saying, I mean, don't get me wrong. There are times I don't want to hear anything like anything.
Sure.
Like I remember when like Force Awakens came out. It was like, I don't even want to hear if people are enjoying it or not.
That's me with Ava. Yeah.
But that's not a spoiler. It's like, oh no, I heard someone liked it. You know, it's like big deal. But all I was going to say was the Joss Whedon version. I've never liked either of these directors. I'm not a Joss Whedon guy or a Zack Snyder guy.
What else have they done? Zack Snyder did like Hard Candy or no.
Zack Snyder did 300.
300
and Watchmen. 300's like his big movie.
Lollipop. And then, what was the girl's the kick ass?
Yeah. And then Joss Sucker Whedon Punch. Did Sucker Punch, Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Firefly. Those were his big
movies. Oh, he did Firefly.
And he did do Avengers movie eventually.
He kind of kickstarted the Avengers franchise.
Okay. Yeah.
The Joss Whedon version, I was less miserable than I thought I would be because I was heading in like, oh God, it was kind of not a bad time. The first half of it maybe. And then it just becomes this Pixar movie from hell. It just becomes, they CG'd the whole second, like all the last, all the wrap-ups of everything in that, it's like they decided what to do in the computer. It was like, just fly him in there. And Superman, I wonder if that guy ever showed up. Like, it was like a CG body with that guy's head floating around. And I felt like the whole movie, they were waiting for Superman to do stuff. Like, well, they're not going to be able to do that. Yeah. Wish Superman was here. Yeah, that would do it. And then Superman can do everything. The Snyder Cut, it was the opposite for me. The first hour and a half of that shit, I wanted to die. That guy loves slow motion set to a sad song. And I don't know how many times you can do that. Not only in a movie, in a career. Like, I just don't know how many more times you can find something to do with that.
His trademark.
And I wanted to die, but the second half was better.
What did you think, Garrett?
I have to admit that I enjoyed, I didn't see the original cut, but I did see this 4-hour Zack Snyder cut.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it as much as Marvel Infinity War and Endgame.
Wow.
Oh, really?
I enjoyed that whole thing.
Yeah.
As much, because, you know, like, the Marvel movies are cool. I love that there's this huge thing that all the continuity leads up to this big team-up movie. And that's what it is. It's the team-up movie. Right. Infinity War and Endgame, it was like two parts.
Yeah.
But this one is just this one part. It's 4 hours, but it had all the character development of all these characters that I've never seen before, because really I'm familiar with, like, the Harley Quinn movies, like, from this film universe. Mm. And I liked, I had to admit, sitting there like, damn, like at the end of the whole thing, I was like, that was the best DC movie I've seen.
Wow.
Well, wait, no, I can't knock Nolan. Nolan has sealed the deal with his Dark Knight trilogy.
But other than Christopher Nolan?
But other than Christopher Nolan now, yeah, I liked the movie a lot more than I expected to.
Did you like it better than the worst Nolan Batman films?
I don't think any of the three Nolan films are bad. I like all three of those. And,
yeah, I do too.
And they're...
But you know what I mean? Like, does it all three of those place better than Justice League?
Yes. Okay. All three of those place better than Justice League. Justice League was just a fun comic book movie, but finally done in the right way, where I feel like everything else DC did is just they fucking miss. Like the Wonder Woman stuff, I've seen those last two Wonder Woman movies, her solo one and 1984 or whatever.
Yeah, they were wonderful. They were treats.
They did something in Justice League that I jumped up out of my chair and screamed out of happiness.
I can't think of what this is. Garrett told me this earlier. Yeah. He's like, they finally did something with Wonder Woman that, oh my God, I've been begging to see. And I'm like,
Wonder Woman was always so PG. She has a sword and she runs around and kicks the Nazis and then she stops the terrorists and this cut someone in half with your fucking sword.
Okay.
Finally, they're not up against humans, so she can cut bug people in half with her fucking sword like a boss. And she's just slicing like Raiden from Metal Gear through these fucking bugmen. And
I didn't even think about it.
I'm fucking jumping up and down like, yes, Diana, yes,
yeah.
Like finally,
oh my God,
I was excited. You know, I like a long movie too.
Why did I even question what Garrett would think of it?
The second we started this, I'm like, Garrett liked it.
Garrett is the king of get your money's worth runtime.
This is the money's worth of all money's worth.
Dude. I didn't even think about it. I really can't believe I'm disappointed that I didn't think about that.
You got the actor
so funny.
Who played Miles Panatyson in Terminator. He was great.
Oh,
it.
Yeah.
It gave me those same feelings. What an accomplishment. All this stuff came together in the team up movie.
Why do you same like long the, movies so much? It I seems like you really prefer a longer movie to when a shorter I was a
kid,
movie.
When I was a kid, I would have to save up my allowance to go buy candy at 7-Eleven and then go see a movie,
with
my friends on the weekends. And I was legitimate on like, yo, let's go see something with the longest runtime, get the most for our monies. And then also with the candy, I'd be like, yo, I'm going to get the thing a Mambo because they're all individually wrapped and you get like 20 of them in a fucking stick.
So that's not a joke. It really is get your
really
money.
Is. Yes. Oh, that's bang for your buck. Origins.
Yeah. I wanted more.
Yeah.
More movie per dollar.
Yeah. More bang for my buck.
Okay.
I didn't think it was the accomplishment that those Avengers, the last two, whatever. I still think those are better because they built to them.
Sure, I think they're better too.
With Justice League, I'm still watching going like, they didn't give these guys their own movies. I'm still like, we're doing a team up and we never got the Ben Affleck Batman movie. We never got like the cyborg guy or whatever, you know. But they did give them arcs in the movie, which is something that the original theatrical one did not have. So that's good.
I was in for the four hours because there was so much character development for each of those characters. Except for the ones we knew, I guess, Diana and Batman.
Yeah. The villains also like got a lot more fleshed out, which in the original version, they're like CG things that are just flying at you. And it's like, what? So I guess let's kill these guys. But in the Snyder version, they're all like, oh wow, they're actually like threatening. Okay, there's a scary thing going on here. Okay, but well, you know, I'm not gonna say I thought it was good, but it was overall in the end.
How many better. Popcorn shakes do you give it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to give that until.
Yeah. Now, why don't I just talk about it? You have a guy here who liked it.
Yeah.
And it was two people who don't give a shit. Yeah. I haven't even watched it, nor do I want to.
Yeah.
Most of the DC stuff.
Talk about it now.
Yeah.
I feel like the DC stuff just always falls flat, whereas Marvel always comes across with a confident film, except for maybe Iron Man 3. Yeah. But
two.
This, two and three. But this one, I just felt like, whoa. Fucking Warner Brothers can finally do something they are proud of, I feel like.
Yeah.
Was the Joker... I haven't heard about any bad guy but the Joker.
In it for 5 minutes, once again.
Made no sense.
Oh, good. We're going to hear about Leto again for no reason.
But Batman looks him in the eye and says, this is real. Make no mistake, I will fucking kill you. I really felt like I'm not joking, and I really felt like this movie, while it improved those things, still felt like it was written by like a junior high kid. Like
it really was like four junior high kids.
Isn't that what we did in our Marvel versus Capcom 3 skit? What was that skit?
Yeah.
Yeah. What Batman was they cussed now?
Yeah. That's a feature. Sure.
We should make a rule: you can't say "make no mistake" in any movie ever again.
Yeah.
What? No actual human has said that.
Make no mistake.
In the past 200 years, make no mistake.
That's an old saying.
Oh, I might make a mistake.
Make no mistake.
So mistake. I'm still like not. I don't know. It's still not my thing. It was interesting seeing all this unfold, though. Like it was, I've never seen anything like this. So I would say, hey, it's on HBO Max. Check it out. But I'm not going to say it was good, but it was 4 hours. But I do want to say I've had like 20 different people explain the aspect ratio to me.
Oh, cool.
The movie is not widescreen. It's 4:3. When you load up the movie,
you don't get it.
It says this movie's presented in 4:3 to maintain Zack Snyder's artistic integrity. Yeah. It literally says that. I know why that is. He shot it in IMAX, which technically is a giant square because it's going to be on a screen that fills a giant wall. But everyone's watching it at home. And I feel like other movies that have shot in IMAX have done a really good job. Again, bringing up the Christopher Nolan movies, he shoots entire sequences in IMAX. And what they do is like, okay, here it is, letterbox. Oh, this part's IMAX. And it just fills the whole screen. And they shoot it with that in mind. Like people are going to watch this at home. So let's frame it in a way that you're not going to miss anything if it fills a widescreen TV. And I don't know why that wasn't good enough for Zack Snyder's movie. It's like, no, we're putting put the whole fucking square in there.
It's got to be different.
And it doesn't... I understand it. People, because I keep saying like, this looks shitty. And people are like, no, Rocco. The IMAX aspect ratio. I know why it is. It doesn't look good.
Do you think Zack Snyder being pretentious?
I don't know.
Nah.
I don't even think
Did
he's a bad...
that thought ever cross anybody's mind?
I don't even think he's a bad guy. He's a nice guy.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy or a nice guy, but pretentious.
Yeah, but maybe. I don't know.
No, I'm not trying to be a fucker, but legit, that's the reason, maybe.
You know what? Be a fucker. Like, that's okay.
It's a throwback to Stanley Kubrick insisting The Shining be in 4:3, insisting because he felt like, home audiences are going to watch it on a home TV.
Well, he shot it matted that way, but it was, widescreen.
But you know what I'm saying? Maybe he's just like, well, Stanley Kubrick did a movie in 4:3. Yeah. I'm going to do my masterpiece in 4:3.
Yeah.
I'm a genius, you know? Maybe
it's
just
that. What's funny about that? I'm not going to go into it. You know I love the Matrix sequels, but it's funny. They were talking about like the fourth one is coming out. All the crew is coming back except for their director of photography. And he said that he's like, when the Wachowskis worked on the sequels just the night before, they read a bunch of stuff about Kubrick. And then they read the thing about how he would have people do like 100 takes. So they thought like, oh, well, that's what you should do to get the best takes. And he's like, I sat through so many fucking takes of someone talking about like the key maker.
Oh,
that he's sucks. Like, I'm too old for this shit. I can't. Anyway, I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, I love Stanley Kubrick, but you don't need to hear about him doing hundreds of takes. And I just feel like you're wasting people's time.
Yeah.
Because when I see the movie, I can't tell, you know, oh, that was take 103.
Yeah.
Because it looked like maybe take five.
Yeah.
If you hire professionals, they can kind of get it. And
all of his movies are like people like on the verge of tears or something. Yeah. Well, like now we know why. The camera. Like they have to do that 100 times.
Yeah.
It's not like these badass fight scenes.
Mr. Kubrick, I always love the disparity in the philosophy of like things like that, you know? And even when it comes to acting, you have someone like Daniel Day-Lewis, who's like, you know, I will live as President Lincoln. I will, for the next year, I will be in a log cabin.
Yes.
And, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then you have someone like Anthony Hopkins, who's like, why are you doing that? Just
I love
like, learn your lines and act really good.
I love him.
I always love that.
Well, yeah. Who's right?
Aren't there stories for Oscars?
Yeah. You never know.
Like Anthony Hopkins working with some young actor and the actor's like jumping up and down, doing push-ups and running in place and trying to get out of breath. And he's like, son, just act like you're out of breath.
Yeah.
Like
something that was really interesting to me.
That sounds fucking pretentious to me. Act like you're out of breath?
Look,
sorry, Anthony. Me doing push-ups is fucking ruining your spot? I'm supposed to be fucking out of breath in this scene.
Yeah. Come on, relax.
This is better.
Have a spot of tea and relax, Timothy Chalamet.
Acting.
It is interesting. I
beat Anthony's ass. I'm getting mad.
Yeah. Yeah, Anthony, come down. Get your Westworld ass down here.
Say that fucking shit to my face, bro.
I dare you.
I'll eat your ass with fava beans.
I'm going to Hannibal Lecter your ass.
I remember when they did the...
you missed. Go ahead.
No, I did like that. That was
funny. That whip maybe.
Do you remember when they did the behind the scenes of Game of Thrones the last season?
Yeah.
Which that behind the scenes was better in the last season. But
the Starbucks cup.
Because that was really cool. They went into like interesting production stuff.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget the scene where they're all crying over, you know, like all the people that died in that big battle.
Yeah.
And it showed the two different actresses. It was Daenerys and what's her face? Red hair.
Oh my God. Tyrion.
Stark.
No. God damn it. Sansa.
Sansa Stark.
Sansa Stark, yeah.
And the two different actresses and Daenerys bawls and cries. And then they go cut and she goes, okay, thank you. And walks away like professional, just completely business. And then Sansa Stark starts to make herself cry. And then, okay, and cut. And it's like she can't get, she's like, I need a minute. It's like, well, okay. You know, and they give her like time to calm down. It's like people have different ways of getting to places.
Not to compare myself to these people, these great actors, but
do it.
When we were doing like the Shinji stuff, like Scream. So it's like, take the mic away. It's like, all right, is that good? Like, it's just like, you know, you don't need to like go crazy. You just got
to
do it.
No, that is comparable to that.
Yeah,
me as Shinji was pretty close to Daenerys. Pretty close.
If you think about it, more people did like our Ava video than
that is eight true. Game of yeah. Well, okay.
Just statistics.
The greatest actors on the internet. Well, not me. I was not even in the video, barely.
But your part shines.
But you stole the show.
Stole the show.
Seriously, don't be so humble.
And guys over here.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Hey, I should have said this a long time ago, and I'm sorry. I should have kept my eye on the clock. Or the watch. But I want to say, check out our sponsor. I want to say thank you sponsor, Tenga.
Yeah.
That's right. Tenga is successfully sponsoring yet another episode of the Mega 64 podcast. And why? Because we love them. And who should you love? Them and yourself. And what better way to love yourself to pick up an exciting product at Tenga? We have a special link that you could use and you should use it because you're going to get amazing, great products for your own pleasure. Do it today. Go to the Tenga website and order well.
And don't forget.
Never.
Yeah. Hey, some people. Go ahead.
Oh,
I thought you were just going to say don't forget.
I was waiting for the camera whip, but it's moments. Masturbate better.
With Tenga.
The Tenga. Thank you. Sorry. That didn't work the way I wanted it to.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it was my. We'll
edit it, and you can do. We'll do a clean take on this.
Nah, Johnny, he has enough on his plate. It's fine.
All right. There's some people out there like you guys. You're always telling us to buy Tangas, but do you practice what you preach? You're gonna ask me to put a phalange of mine in that thing, and you don't know what it's like. So, I think it's only fair. Show of hands. Who here has used one?
Oh,
yeah, two hands. Left and the right.
Sean? Yeah.
You get
Sean's
six
shy,
in a dozen.
He did put them up, and we didn't force him.
Yeah.
Which means he used it, but was ashamed to admit it. But
exactly.
It'll happen.
Exactly.
It'll happen.
Let me tell you, all three cows are missing. That's all I'm going to say.
Whoa.
Go back to an older episode, Sean.
Well, never mind.
What?
I was gonna make the joke with the cow thing. The front of like the reception desk we have here.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm gonna take one of these out and hide it and be like, when someone opens it up, like, who took the cow thing? And I went to do that. There's already one missing. I'm like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where that went.
I don't know. Some people
it got hidden.
Some people, you know, aren't.
You know,
don't have patience. Isn't their best virtue.
Let me just say, no matter what gets sent to the studio, I come in on Monday. A piece is already missing. It doesn't matter if it's the Tenga box set or
Red Vines box.
Or the Red Vines box.
Purple Vines.
But the Purple Vines. But there's not a democratic system to dividing this stuff.
Oh, no. It's
first come. It's somebody's coming in here and just ravaging this stuff.
But let me tell you.
Tim Tams, it's open season.
I would not endorse Tenga with the enthusiasm that I do if I didn't know it worked.
And on tonight, you just look so enthusiastic too.
Yeah,
it works.
I've been thinking. You want to know what this is? I've been thinking about this sponsor.
Steamy.
I got another cow to visit. Anyway, I'm talking about a burger I'm going to have after the show.
Angus.
But anyway, I also wanted to say shop.mega64.com, great place to order stuff. Tonight, if you're watching this on the stream, is actually the last night to get your pre-order in for the Neuro sweatshirt and the Youth Pastor shirt. But I wanted to let people know, this Monday through Wednesday, I don't know what the dates are. I've lost track. Time does not matter at this point.
No.
This 22nd to the 24th.
Is that what it is? Yeah, 22nd through 24th.
Yeah.
Monday through Wednesday, we're going to do a stimulus sale on shop.mega64.com. You'll be able to get 15% off with a special code.
Nice.
So that's going to be active Monday through Wednesday. Use that, get 15% off. We got all kinds of stuff actually in stock. You know, a lot of times we don't have stuff in stock. But we will, Monday through Wednesday, you get a discount. Everyone's got, you guys got your stimmy. We know you got the money. So
is that out now?
Should.
Shit.
Did you get yours?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
And I checked the mail.
Well, check it. Anyway, we know at home, we know you got it. We check your account.
Got it.
Shop.mega64.com. And also, we haven't mentioned it in a while, but patreon.com/mega64. We always have a lot of great exclusive stuff on there. We put, our behind the scenes of our End of Ava video. There's even more bonus footage that we put on there. We did a playthrough of Mario, Bowser's Fury the other day.
Oh, yeah.
That's on there.
That was fun.
And then we just revealed this quarter's gifts, which is a whole hacker themed experience. I'm not even calling it a package. It's an experience. You get a mouse pad, a USB drive, and there's going to be some fun stuff on that drive. It's a whole thing to go through. So you'll enjoy it. Check it out.
Yeah. And go to Amazon, buy our shit on Amazon.
Yeah.
There is a pop socket on Amazon.
Yeah.
I found out.
And make sure it's got our name on it. Cause we said that last week in some assholes put counterfeit
stuff on
there.
Dude, there is so much bootleg Mega 64 merch on Amazon.
Yeah.
So
I'm working on getting that.
Just make sure that the seller is actually Mega 64 and not some generic brand bootleg.
Yeah.
I'm amazed by some of the shit people bootleg.
They have just Sean's family photo on there.
Yeah, that it's like was weird to me.
Yeah,
and that was from a video. Not just a picture from my Instagram.
Sometimes
but it's like,
videos.
This is just me and my family.
there's people out there just like photoshopping their own pictures of us and releasing bootleg shirts.
Yeah.
I'm almost flattered if it wasn't so wrong.
Yeah. But I was thinking no one's bought that, right? There's no one walking around with a picture of my family on a hoodie. That's not
the thing
possible.
I always think about is like,
yeah. No one bought that.
No, it's a bot that does it. Like they see a popular tweet and then they go, oh, like let's make a shirt out of that image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in reality, they sold what? One, two?
I was just surprised some of that made it onto Amazon. I thought Amazon, I thought Amazon would be better to not have that show up, but our stuff on there has, it actually says like officially licensed Mega 64. Yeah. Like there is a thing on there that there's,
if you
doesn't
look
have.
Closely,
you'll know.
It's easy to tell, but yeah. Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like,
what's
who?
Up? Yeah. What's up,
I'm
Bezos?
Disappointed.
Come on. Cue ball.
I
game
mean,
together.
Bootleg Mega 64 merch. You asshole.
Yeah.
Making God, money off Mega him. 64.
It probably guy. Was
typical
you.
Bezos.
Typical dick.
He wants get a slice. It. He wants a slice of all the most successful internet, you know, properties.
I'm almost happy your sexts got leaked or whatever happened. Did whatever that happen? Happened. Did we get the payoff of that?
It confirmed he fucked.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh God. I so wish I was
his wife or his new wife or
not me,
that
man.
That dude's got money, dude.
Yeah, but then no he's money, got all no the problems. All this attention. You know, nah, no thanks. No money, no sex. I'm
no
happy.
Problems.
Rocco so, is doing
I'm
a
exactly
bit.
Where I want to be.
Rocco's doing a bit because not only is he filthy rich, but he swims in
oh, he fucks.
Pussy.
What?
He fucks.
I mean, look at him.
I'm sorry, but it's true. I mean, I can't deny it anymore.
Yeah. You're a pipe layer from
this
way back.
This dude's a pipe layer. I mean,
well, they call me pipe layer, but I've got explicit reasons why.
Talk about the world's most famous Italian plumber, it ain't Mario.
Oh my
this
God.
Guy, that guy over there.
They call me Satisfaction.
Yeah.
You hit that midnight special on the regular.
What? I'm not
is late night special copywritten? Can we use that as a theme song or not?
No.
Damn
I tried.
It.
Damn.
Who did Pretty Ricky? Is that
sometimes a girl pull up her skirt and she'd be like, Rocco. Oh
my God.
This porthole's only 2 meters wide.
What the fuck?
And he go, I shoot womp rats that size back home.
What are you? I don't get it.
I don't get that.
I got it.
This dude.
They got it.
This dude's in this get up and doesn't get the reference. Fake fan. Womp rats like that back home, that size.
Yeah. The I get. I've seen the vagina womp video.
She's lifting her skirt up.
Okay.
Got it.
Speaking of the WAP video,
oh,
it's a good moment for me to talk about. I'm offended by it.
Yeah.
Wait, WAP?
WAP, WAP, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Why is this thing popular?
All right.
Yep.
It's still popular.
Yeah. 6 months of this, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dry that thing up.
Now yeah. when we gonna fix the leak?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm
go to a doctor.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Call it.
You might have COVID.
Call a medical professional. This thing's still wet all these months later.
That doesn't seem right.
Doctor. I'm offended.
Yeah.
No,
well, don't call Dr. Seuss. That's for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Call me Dr. Love.
I hate to say it.
Now we're going to talk about that.
I think we did that last week, too. But it needs to be.
People
hammered.
Are still talking about Dr. Seuss.
It,
and by the
he's
way,
dead, right?
Fuck Dr. Seuss. People are still talking about Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah.
Why?
None of these things matter to me.
Who gives so much of a shit about Space Jam 2?
I need my cartoon skunk.
Space Jam 2.
But we're the only ones brave enough to talk about Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I'm so ready brave. For week 8 of Mr. Bean talk.
Nobody's even going to bring up the fact that Benny Hill was killed for having sex.
Yeah. Guess you can't do that anymore.
It's a sin.
At least not to that song.
Benny Hill is inappropriate, but we could listen to WAP.
Yeah.
Not fair. For a moment, I was going to suggest, like, just replace the Benny Hill song with the...
Oh, that would,
now that would be that's a weird mashup. I would check it out.
That's a cool mashup.
Yeah, yeah, let's watch
Cardi Hill.
Benny Hill that way.
Megan,
Benny B.
That's Megan the v Acosta Bean. Cut of Benny Hill.
Cardi Hill.
You know, it's a funny joke. You know, I'll take a little bit of credit for it. You know, I had that. To workshop that for a little bit.
In the drafts.
I'm like 20 or 30 hours into Yakuza Like a Dragon now. Still great.
Better than,
I just want to get my game review in. What?
Better than the Kiryu storyline?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I like the new characters better. They're cool. Like a family. They're like a family misfits. I love them.
Hmm.
I love them to death. So yeah, anyway, I'm still playing that.
Okay.
That's all I have to say about games.
That's good though.
Was there anything else interesting about games this week? Cyberpunk or something?
No updates that I know of. I'm still waiting to
my play updates are I'm playing patch. The same games and I'm still loving them. So that's not an update.
Yeah.
That's
right? All I have too. Go,
right?
Yeah, more of the same.
Nothing really controversial.
PlayStation 5 still out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Still playing Last of Us 2 on it.
One new game, Yakuza.
I think people are having a lot of trouble getting if they don't have a PS5 by now. I think it's like really, really, really hard to get one.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, because there's been chip shortages and they can't like make them.
Didn't they say that wasn't going to be an issue? They said this is not going to be, this is launch is going to be smooth.
I think they said that before the chip shortage.
I think they would say that no matter what. Yeah,
yeah. It's probably these NFT miners. They're buying up all the chips, burning those chips.
Yeah,
to mine chips. NFT probably.
Yeah.
Buying all the NFTs. And they're chain blocking the world.
Yeah.
Now let's dive into the NFT situation. That shit is weird.
I love talking about things I don't understand. So go ahead.
No. Yep. Well, then, Sean. You know what, Sean? Learn your ABCs. Already be seeing your way out.
I'll talk about it.
There is a lot, and the technology is everywhere. And it is good and also bad to.
I hadn't considered that.
Look at it from both sides.
I know Sean's problem. He's got Tom's disease. Yeah. Terrified of money shit.
I'd
say the letters NFT.
Uh-oh.
And he starts having NFT phobia.
While you're filming Derek's clothes. Johnny, you did ruin the bit. While Derek was on his close-up, I was going to say Sean's already run off to a fountain. He's playing in a fountain outside right now because he can't be in here.
Yeah, we're talking about wealth, finance, fine art.
Johnny just said good bit.
I'm with Sean, actually. I don't know anything about NFTs. I sold one, though. Made like $500,000.
Yeah. I don't know what they are, but I did do that. I did sell. It was image of me going, I sold that.
Actually, I sold this.
$28 million.
This was the NFT right here.
Yeah. Make that an NFT. Tomorrow, make that an NFT.
That WMV file, you can host it on my URL. I'll give you access.
I got the rare turtle heads poking out.
We'll sell it for billions. That's another one.
I love that there's no gag to that one. Just, I farted. Classic.
That's a classic Myers.
Better just describe what I did. Anyway. So look for NFTs on shop.mega64.com soon. We're going to have full stock, nothing less than a million.
Is NFT the most detrimental thing we could get involved in or what? Yeah. What should we get involved in that would fuck everything up?
Heroin.
Oil and heroin are the two top suggestions so far.
Not using it. Yeah, Selling it.
Yeah.
For profit. It could kind of...
Investing.
It could destabilize an entire community, but it would be very profitable.
I know something. Now I'm going to make fun of Sean here.
Oh, what?
He's not going to like it. Can't. Milk.
You fucker.
Jesus, fucking joking, kid.
Yeah, Sean is a bit.
Does a body good.
When was the last time you had milk?
Me?
Sean, yeah.
Could actual you know? Milk?
Straight up milk.
Like straight up glass of milk
for the podcast.
Probably on a podcast.
It was for the podcast.
For Christmas cast.
Yeah, Christmas cast. I had that the roulette thing.
Yeah, and I know what happened after that.
Oh. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's no, remember sure. it was awesome viewing pleasure of me getting a headache live on stream. Like, that was not entertaining. Like, it wasn't anything fun to see. Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't feel good. I have a headache. Like,
you just got a headache.
I just remember there was lots of discussion of, you know, I could have just put almond milk in there and drank that, and nobody would have cared. Nobody at home would have known. Why did I do this? Why did I drink actual milk? Why did I do it? It was like, it was a great bit. It was a really good bit. Yeah, but nobody needed to know. Nobody knew, but that's why we loved it, Sean.
Yeah.
You
did it.
You died for your art, man.
I've done, yeah. And I'll do it again.
Have you guys had all the like milk substitutes, you know, like almond milk?
Yeah, I had rice milk.
Rice milk and whatever.
Yeah, I've had all.
Milk Plus, the old Malaco. Oh, that's Clockwork
Orange. I'm someone who loves the like OG milk, like straight up, you know, out of the cow shit, you know?
Yeah.
So that's my favorite. So I thought, I'm going to hate these other ones. I don't think any of them are bad.
Buttermilk. If you've ever had, my favorite as a kid was Rice Dream was vanilla flavored with my cereal. Oh, fucking great.
There's really?
So sugar so good. Yeah. A little bit of sugar in there. Oh, it's good.
Wait, you add more sugar than is in the Rice Dream?
No,
vanilla?
No. There's sugar. It feels like there's sugar in there. Yeah, you add the sugar.
Yeah, all those milk substitutes have a lot of sugar in them.
Yeah,
oh, they do, huh?
I
bought them or anything. I just tried them. What?
I fucked with a few of them, but I don't use them regularly.
Yeah.
Almond milk, rice milk, soy milk.
I don't either, but I know when we were in New Zealand, they had substitute milk at a lot of the places we went, and I was just like, I'm just going to have it, you know, whatever. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
That's all. You're looking for a controversial take. Almond milk is good. So is regular milk. I don't know. You know, there it is.
Yes.
Sorry to be a fence sitter. Sorry to be a fence sitter on that.
Yeah, deal with it. I'm so fucking tired of this world we live in.
Yeah. We live in a society.
Yep.
We live in a society. You know, Jim Carrey has to do Sonic the Hedgehog movies and that's it. Where's Ace Ventura 3?
They did it with that kid.
Oh my God.
A kid did impressions of Jim Carrey. Oh my God. That's a real movie.
You're right. You're fucking right. Well, then where's Ace Ventura 4, The Return of Jim?
I think I saw something about that being worked on.
Yeah, something about Amazon. Again, it could be all bullshit.
Oh my God.
But this week.
The streaming service sort of like. Oh, people my right
God. It's probably going to be Ace Ventura with his daughter. She's the fucking pet detective.
It's like Grace Ventura.
Oh God.
Yo, right to him. Right?
Now we're talking.
Oh, boo.
Bring back Finkel and Einhorn,
don't
though.
Do that. Finkel and Einhorn.
Einhorn, Finkel?
I just love that Dumb and Dumber, they had Dumb and Dumber. Then they did Dumb and Dumberer without Jim in it. And everyone was like, ew. And then there was hype for years. He's going to come back. They're going to do a new one. There it is. Dumb and Dumber 2. Finally, with Jim Carrey, and no one supported it in any way.
That
and it was
out?
Not good. And no, everyone lost.
Yeah, because they should have called it... Dumbest and Dummiest. Then you have a hit movie.
I actually, now that's not a bad title. No diss on that. But Dumbest. I did actually like Dumb and Dumber 2, and the 2 was T.O.
I think that was the best.
I did think that was funny.
That's the best title. I agree.
I did think that was funny.
But
it was the third movie in the franchise.
That's good.
No,
that's why it failed, frankly.
I just remember the trailer for the second one with them as kids or whatever.
Yeah.
That's Dumb and Dumberer.
Yeah. I just remember the trailer for that didn't have footage of the movie. The title came out and it just was a voiceover explaining like, we finally see the origin, and it showed the title. And I thought, oh, this is going to be really bad if they're not showing footage of the movie. I've never seen a trailer just try to avoid showing you the movie.
Like Barb and Star?
Yeah, Barb and Star did that too.
I didn't.
We're not
going
to show their faces.
Did you watch
Why?
That movie?
Yeah, I saw that last week.
I didn't even hear it was bad. But
no.
What did you think?
It reminded me of an old SNL film from the 90s. It was
Barb and Star.
Absurd. It reminded me of like Austin Powers. It was absurd.
I heard that a lot.
Yeah. But I liked it. I laughed. There were bits and gags that made me laugh out loud a couple times. Stupid bits. It had nothing to do with the premise or the plot of the film, but it was just a funny gimmick to write into a film.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
It must be fun just to be at that level
of
success. You know? Just do whatever you want. Have a shit ton of money.
That Seth Rogen and James Franco just get high in a trailer on the Paramount lot and fart out a script.
God, living the dream. Do literally do any drug you want.
Okay, so
you're still a millionaire.
All of these sausages are having a party.
Actually, I went There's back a douche. And I watched Pineapple Express recently.
Yeah.
It sucked.
It was
really bad.
I thought you said that when it came out, too.
I did think it sucked when it came out, but... I thought maybe I was wrong because everybody else liked it.
Yeah.
I was not wrong.
Yeah.
The world was wrong. Because really? I revisited it and I was like, I was right. This is lamer than I thought the first time around.
Danny McBride doesn't redeem. For me, Danny that was like McBride, one of the first things I saw him in.
Yeah. You know, Danny McBride had this great era when he was killing it in everything he was in.
Yeah.
And he's awesome in this movie, but I just feel like the novelty of a whole movie about pot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is what sure. sold this when it came out, and now even that's stale. So you're like, now this movie has really nothing to it.
Yeah,
I do think the opening scene where they're studying the effects of marijuana in a military base is super funny.
Yeah,
but that doesn't really have anything to do with the rest of the movie.
Yeah,
but that scene's great.
And yeah, really.
I think it's Bill Hader as like the soldier who has to smoke pot for the first time in the 50s,
and yeah,
he immediately realizes like, I don't think I like authority anymore. Yeah. Or whatever that whole
thing
is.
Why are we going to war?
Yeah, it's really funny. But movie sucks.
Before that, it was probably, what was the other like? Oh, Half-Baked was like the big stoner movie.
Yeah. That movie's awful too.
I like that movie.
Yeah, see,
I love it. I love
that,
Half-Baked.
That would not, that is not something that seems like it would be my thing. I think Half-Baked is a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually really like it.
I mean, I love all the Cheech and Chong stoner movies, too. Yeah. So I think
I don't
as,
like
a,
any of those movies
as a
either.
Genre, really. Okay.
I saw Half-Baked when I was like 12 years old.
Okay.
Maybe I should have liked it. I don't think I understood anything in that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
The best line is, what was that thing we used to eat back in the day all the time? What was it called? Pussy. That's right. There's like so many little jokes in that from Half, like
landed just like the first time. No,
no, I know.
It doesn't have to be necessarily like about weed, but it's funny that those weed themed movies do have even Dude Where's My Car. I think has
it just
moment.
Has so many stupid situations in it. I've mentioned this before, but one of my favorite scenes is he has $4 left after I don't remember exactly the situation, but he got all his money was blown on something and he still wants to take this girl on a date and he's got $4.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, I've got to make it home with $4. And she's like, oh, can we stop? Ooh, hot dogs. Can we stop? Yeah. $1 each. Yeah. Okay. I really don't want to walk the rest of the way home. You think we take a cab? Yeah, we can take a cab. Yeah. Knowing he has $220 and it, like, and it just becomes like, how does he Metal Gear Solid his way home on $4 in his pocket?
Can't let her know he's
broke. Love that whole sequence. And, I don't know. There were enough stupid things in that movie that for some reason they went around the world to, I love them, but I didn't expect that though. It didn't look like a movie I would have been interested in.
Half-Baked.
I'm trying to think if there's any like stoner comedy I really like, but I don't know if there is. Even like Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
No, I didn't like
that. See, those movies, I haven't seen.
And they all have, they all have funny moments, but I think there's always a moment watching these movies where I'm checking my watch like, okay.
Yeah.
Would Dazed and Confused count as that, or is that just not about that?
Oh, Dazed and Confused. I never saw that. I think that's just like
it's kind of a period piece.
Good indie movie.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
That's not like a silly, I don't know if you'd call these slapstick comedies.
No,
but they're
no.
definitely like,
I know what you're saying though.
Half-Baked is a surreal comedy. Dude, Where's My Car is kind of like a buddy comedy. But all of these, they're kind of like a little fanciful, you know?
Yeah.
Dazed and Confused is a little bit more realistic.
Rooted.
More of a dramedy.
Yeah.
Which is great. Yeah. That's my favorite stoner comedy.
That is a good one. That's
going to go with
one.
That one. What's the best stoner comedy? Johnny's always trying to get me to watch goddamn Kentucky Fried Movie.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
There he goes. That movie rules.
I second you, Johnny.
I don't remember if I've seen
what
that or
not. What
the
fuck is Kentucky Fried Movie?
I don't know. That's not a great title. I'm going to say I don't know if I like that title.
70s parody movie.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Movie Club. Should we watch it on Movie Club?
Well,
Garrett, what do you think?
It's like pre-Naked Gun. It's like, it's like those Wayans Brothers movies.
Huh.
You know,
Do you like the Naked Gun films?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I saw them when I was like 10, and I can't tell you if they're good at all.
I was into those, and I liked
Airplane.
It's the
I
same
love
shit
airplane.
As like UHF, you know, and I liked UHF. Right. But I really liked Top Secret. The movie with Val Kilmer was the spy.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
That it was by the, I think the same people as Naked Gun. I think.
Yeah.
Is that the movie? Is that a Leslie Nielsen movie?
No. Oh, okay. It's spy yeah. Hard. No, yeah. That didn't really.
Spy Hard. Me. I think at the time it was made was like held the record for youngest published screenwriter in Hollywood history or something.
Wow.
The dude was like 20 or 21 when he wrote Spy Hard.
Damn. Yeah, that's right. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah. And they gave him millions for that movie.
Wow.
I've said this a million times, but Top Secret, I think, has my favorite gag in a movie where Val Kilmer gets knocked out by like these enemies that have been tracking him down. They knock him out. And he's suddenly in a high school hallway. And the guy goes, "Hey, there you are. You're late for the test. We've been studying for it all year and you haven't been there. You've missed every class." And he's like, "What?" And then he wakes up. It was a dream. And he wakes up and they're hitting him with clubs and spiked bats. And he goes, "Oh, thank God." That's my favorite gag in a fucking movie. That kills me.
Yeah. Dumb gags like that in movies.
It's UHF. It's great. You know, it's that kind of stupid shit. So
that was the stuff I enjoyed from Barb and Star had its moments like that too.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to watch.
You might like Barb and Star.
Yeah.
That might be a movie club thing. The only reason I didn't, I was honestly thinking about picking that, but it's another one of those, like, it was supposed to be in theaters. So, like, just to rent it is $20. You know, I just felt like, do we all want to spend $20 on watching
that? Yeah, I don't care at this point. Whatever. I'm not going to a theater, so.
Yeah, I'm not either, but I didn't care.
Sean is.
Sean is?
Sean's at the theater right now.
Yeah, he ran off. I think he got diarrhea.
I don't know.
Wait, when did that happen? I think
we talked about milk and he might have had the...
Oh.
Oh, what the fuck?
What happened?
Should we end the show?
No, I didn't want to end the show, but I had to pee so bad. I kept saying I was sitting like this, because I'm like, it's got to be, it's what time is it? And I was like, I don't want to end it.
What time is it?
I would have passed you
like a bottle. It's 7:20, but I was like, yo, I literally cannot hold it anymore. I got to go. And I just
tried to sneak out. My extra shake bottle.
I was starting to look at my water bottle, like, I could probably pee. And then like, what am I saying? I should just go fucking pee. So I just.
What's the worst you've ever had to piss?
Well, besides now?
Yeah.
There was one time we were in a car.
Yeah, car.
And I was like, yo, I couldn't even get out of it. Once we finally parked
I couldn't even
stand up anymore. I had to pee so bad. It's miserable.
That's happened to me before where I've sat for so long, either filming something here, probably a podcast, or in a car. And then when you get up to walk to the bathroom, you have to go slow. Because you can't straighten your body up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I say that, the first thing that pops into mind was, I think it was Avengers Endgame or Infinity War. One of those, I think it was Infinity War, but it was, I didn't get a lot of sleep the night before. And so I'm like, you know, I'm going to get my caffeine on. I did not eat. So I drank this gigantic coffee.
Oh no.
And then it's like Iron Man's fighting. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Fucking finish this fight. Like, yeah, I don't care. Someone kill someone. Yeah. Okay. You know, it was bad.
Oh, it's a diuretic.
I made it to the credits and then I split.
I'm not going to share a story about peeing, but we were in Osaka, Japan, and I got hit with the biggest Duke ever.
Oh no. Mud butt.
We were maybe 12 blocks away from our hotel.
Oh, that's right.
And I knew like I'm not going to be able to find a bathroom here. Because we were like in downtown Osaka. It was all office buildings. Like,
yeah. Oh,
I don't
fucking
speak Japanese. Yeah. I can't fucking ask where the bathroom is. Yeah. I had to get back to the hotel. And I didn't want to, you know, run. So it was like, you know what, too? The beauty of Japan and Osaka, it's so quiet.
Yeah.
There's hardly anybody on the street.
Yeah.
So if you could see me, it'd be a quiet street with me like... trying to walk back to the hotel. I was literally like, you know, had that mantra in your mind, like,
don't shit your pants on the street of Japan. Don't, because it would have been so, if I'm going to shit my pants, I want to be in America.
Yeah.
Or at least an English speaking country.
Where you just fling it onto the road.
Because it's going to be a fucking issue. No, and how do I explain this?
Am I right? When I maybe I'm remembering this wrong, but I remember me and Rocco were ready to go. And we say, hey, we're going to go back to the hotel. Do you want to come back? Like, no, I'm going to stay here. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So me and Rocco walked back and we got back to the hotel room and you were already in the room. It's like, How did you do this?
I wanted to go split off and just do like some shopping, but like almost immediately.
But like, we walked back. I thought at a pretty brisk pace to get back. Yeah. And somehow you were already completed what you had to do. And we're sitting there like,
that was crazy.
How did you get back so fast?
Yeah, you teleported.
It was an emergency. Yeah. So, crazy. I guess that's my story.
Wow. Yeah, I remember that.
Let's end the show on that.
It's not healthy. Let it
out. That visual.
Everyone at home, don't hold it in, you know. If you can help it, just let it go. Like, get yourself cleared out as soon as you can. You know Jeff Probst from Survivor?
I do know him.
Held it too long and had, like, a medical complications.
Really?
Because he was holding his piss so long.
It'll leak into your
body.
He
was like, I hate leaving during filming. And he paid the toll.
Be healthy.
Yeah.
So, guys, if you got to piss, piss.
Do you ever... The last thing I'll say is when I'm driving in the car and I really have to pee, I look at every office building and think there's probably 100 toilets in that building. Like, I think every building there's so many toilets in there. I always think about that.
Yeah. Think of what? Wait.
How many toilets are in a building that I'm passing?
Oh.
Like, there's so many empty toilets right now just
for some reason
there.
I misheard you. I thought you said toads. How many toads are in that building? I don't know. I don't know. Weird question. Okay. You shouldn't have asked that.
You should.
Do you want some of those brief relief portable toilets you could just keep in your glove box, then you don't even have to pull over?
Do you have those in your glove box?
Yeah, I got a whole bag.
No, I just do the diaper thing.
That too. There's that.
Yeah.
All right. That suit has like a recycling kind of.
What suit?
Oh.
Good night.
Mine?